The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds and his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna, twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If one swears by the temple, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated.' Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If one swears by the altar, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated.' You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that made the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today we celebrate Mary under the title of Queen of Heaven. This is actually a pretty scandalous title for many non-Catholic Christians, and maybe even for some of us here today, it's hard to imagine Mary, hard to accept Mary as Queen. To understand this, though, this teaching of the Church, we have to go pretty far back in our history, before Christ, before he came into this world as a child in Mary's womb, all the way back to the Old Testament with King David and King Solomon and the other kings of old. For King David and the like, in today's culture, when we think of king and queen, it's always husband and wife. And the queen is always the wife of the husband. The king is always the wife of the queen, kind of thing. But if we go back to King David and King Solomon, that wasn't the case. Sure, you'd have the king, and he'd have wives, or if it was David, Solomon, a couple of wives. But with the queen, it was always the king's mother that sat next to him. The king, upon being crowned, would step down from his throne, go to his mother, and take her to her place by his side. And he would give her her own crown and her own throne. And this is what we as Catholics profess about Jesus and his mother Mary. Christ is obviously the King of heaven and earth, and being born in the line of King David, this tradition undoubtedly would have been upheld in heaven, where Christ now sits on his own throne. My brothers and sisters, Mary is not just our mother, but she is our queen mother, and she is a mighty intercessor. There's a couple of points in Scripture, I think it was King Solomon. His mother he was very close to his mother as king and as his queen, and anything that she asked of him, he would do. Anything. We can only imagine that that's pretty much how the dynamic in this relationship between Mary as queen and Christ as king plays out today for us. And what's more is because Mary is our mother, she hears our intercessions, our prayers, as if we are her own children, because we are. And so anything we ask of her, she takes directly to her son. And Jesus, being the good Jewish boy that he was, can do nothing other than accept that offer and fulfill it. He can't deny the request of his mother. And so today, I encourage you to take your prayers, your worries, your desires, whatever good thing you need, whatever bad thing you need ended, take it to Mary today. Talk to her about it and ask her to take it to her son on your behalf.